The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
And may God establish you.
Amen.
Establish your work.
Amen.
Those of you who are married, may God establish your home.
Amen.
The Lord has brought my home to the point of his being unshakable, established, settled. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will establish your home.
Amen.
The Lord God will establish your life. In Christ, may you become unshakable, immovable, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May God of heaven renew your strength for all your assignment in life. Lord, give them daily strength. For every situation, give them strength that will make them to be more than enough. I bless you today. You receive strength from above. The strength that will make you to be more than enough, the Lord will be with you. The Lord will give to you. And the glory of God shall be established on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, his beauty shall be established upon your life, upon your work. And every eye shall see. And that God Almighty will bring testimony to his glory, to his glorious name.
Amen.
In your life, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let the weak say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
Say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
Please be seated. May God bless all of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our focus this month is divine strength. That is our focus. Divine strength. When we're talking about divine strength, we are talking about strength that God gives. We are talking about strength that comes from above, by which God imparts the life of a man, a woman, and everybody that looks unto God. Divine strength. We get strength from many sources. Money gives strength. Position gives strength. Where you came from gives strength. But there's a greater strength, a greater sense, a source of strength, and that is divine strength. That is the strength that comes from God. You cannot miss that. And you make sure you get it fresh on a daily basis. And God is ready to give to you in great abundance. More than you need. More than you can pray for. More than you need for every situation. The Lord will prosper you and bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is Philippians. Say, I can do all things. That is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. That's divine strength. And many, many years ago, I was thinking about how some people were able to pray 40 days, 40 nights. No food at all for 40 days, 40 nights. I said, this is not ordinary. Is it ordinary? It's not ordinary. And I've looked at the life of so many people in the Bible, and I concluded, this is not ordinary. And your life can show extraordinary dimensions, and it will do so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to confess in your life. Say, my life will show extraordinary dimensions. My life will show extraordinary dimensions. Ladies and gentlemen, never be satisfied with the ordinary. When we're talking about divine strength this morning, we're talking about manifesting in extraordinary dimensions. When you are crying when other people are, just the way people cry, you are not showing extraordinary dimension of life. When you fall, when they are falling, when you fornicate just the way they are fornicating, when you feel just the way they are feeling, you are not manifesting extraordinary dimensions of life, which is in Christ. Say, I can do all things. I can resist all temptations of life. I can do what is naturally impossible for me to do. That is extraordinary dimensions of life through Christ. We shall be looking majorly at renew your strength today under the theme of the month, divine strength. We shall be looking at renewing your strength in the Lord. The message is therefore majorly for people who are depending upon the Lord, for people who are in the Lord, for people who don't trust in other things. And I want all of us to come to that position in our lives. We are talking about people who have decided to make God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of their strength. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Which means there is strength that God gives. And there is power available for us in the Lord. And this power is not just ordinary power. He said, and the power of his might. The power of his might. The Lord God is almighty. Let us look at another Bible passage that tries to show us this idea of manifesting the supernatural. Even the youth shall faint. Even the youth shall faint. Youth don't faint easily, except the weaklings. Youth are very strong. Many times I be in my office there in the boardroom, I listen to the way you pray here. I will shake my head. I say it's good to be a strong person, young person. It's good to be a young person. I will tell some people may be with me. Yesterday we were having a lecture at the boardroom for Bible school students. And I just told them, say, just don't worry. This place is just shaking. It will not fall. The Lord is going to bless our life in Jesus' name. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. They are not young men in this church. You will not faint in the name of Jesus. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is Isaiah chapter 40. You know the passage very well. Chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. If we have it on the screen, let us see together. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and verse 31. Want to go, everybody. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. That is when you renew your strength. When you renew your strength on a daily basis, you continue to be an overcomer. And then let us look at the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 22. The book of Mark, chapter 2. Let us have a scriptural basis for our message today. The book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 22. We shall read together. One, two, go. But new wine must be put into new bottles. May God renew you day by day in the name of Jesus Christ. It's good to depend upon the Lord. And depend absolutely, absolutely upon the Lord. He will never fail, doesn't fail. depend absolutely. One young woman was coming here. Yesterday, I called one of you. I said, are you a girl or a woman? Then she looked like this. She didn't know whether she's a girl or a woman. I've called another one this morning. I said, are you a girl or a woman? Then she said, yes, I think I'm a woman. All right. Then I told the one yesterday, I said, once you're 18 years old, you are a woman. Legally speaking, you're a woman. All right. And even culturally speaking, you're a woman. And then I asked the other one, I said, when do you become a lady then? Then she looked at me again. I said, once you become a lady, a woman, you'll become a lady at the same time. Do you understand me? Then I explained to her. I said, a lady is not, I'm using lady, calling a woman lady is just a respectful way of describing a woman. I said, my wife's still a lady. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, my wife is still a lady. I said, I refer to even people that are older than my wife. She'll be 70 this year very soon. Amen. I said, I still call them ladies. And we are talking about being strong in the Lord. It's better to depend upon the Lord. A lady came to this church many years ago. The mother was a founder of a church in town. But she will not go with the mother to the church. And the mother ridiculed me and told her lady, don't go to that place. Don't go to Ryoki anymore. He said, Ryoki, ask something, because the church was just growing and growing. He said, Ryoki, ask something underneath. He's using some juju underneath to draw your minds. Why is it that all you, these young people, you are rushing to him? He said, he has something. He has a demonic power. He said, go there and be very, very observant. You will discover what I'm saying. And that woman was here for 3 years. And she was watching and looking and being careful to find out if what the mother said were true. Then she came back to me. She said, Daddy, I've been in this church for 3 years. He said, I've not only come to listen to the word of God, I've come to investigate you. I've discovered that you don't have anything, any easy thing you are using in the ministry. It's not necessary. I'm standing before you today, this morning. I gave my life to Jesus Christ about 50 years ago. I've not added anything to my life. I depend on the Lord absolutely. I depend upon the Lord absolutely. For my examinations as a young man, I depended upon the Lord absolutely. For everything, I depended upon God absolutely. I've never depended on money. I've never depended upon my training. I always tell the Lord, this training, does it really matter? It matters, but it's not what is given that gives me not the results. One researcher in one of our universities, in fact, he was doing a research in Germany at that time, working on his PhD. He interviewed me. He said, do you think being a doctor is the secret of your success in ministry? I said, I don't think so. Because there are many other doctors who are not that successful in ministry. And there are people who are not doctors who are successful in ministry. I said, it has helped, but it's not what we are dependent upon. It's not what is projecting this ministry. The Lord God is behind us. His grace is behind us. His power and providence is working in the secret to guide us, to empower us. And it's available to you. You're under this grace. You're under this banner. You're under this covenant. It will work for you. It will work for you. It worked for Moses. It worked for Moses. They said there was one, what do you call it? The 12 books of Moses, a magical book. Have you heard about it before? The books of Moses, the 7 books of Moses. I went to buy it when I was young. I went to buy the book. It's as big as this. I went through it. It's absolute nonsense. Well, it's absolutely, absolute nonsense. The hidden books of the Bible and the sixth book of Moses. The sixth book of Moses. Have you seen it before? Any of you? Have you seen it before? I take a wait. Have you heard about it before? Yeah, I don't need. After some time, I just threw it away. There's nothing there. There's nothing hidden there. They are just philosophies of men that are not qualified to be in the Bible. They were not canonized. They were not fit to be in the Bible. They were just rabbles. Don't be deceived. God is sufficient for you. God is sufficient for you. In all your fears in life, God is sufficient for you. For those who are dependent upon other things, be very careful. Because the word of God makes it very clear that they fail. He said, the harms of the flesh shall fail. Whatever we are depending upon that is different from divine strength, that is different from God, is called the harms of flesh. And for sure, they shall fail. All other strengths are called harms of the flesh. Look at what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 31 verse 3. He said, now the Egyptians are men. When the children of Israel, they decided to go and call for help from Egypt, then the prophet called them. He said, the Egyptians are but men and not God, and their house is flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is open shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. You will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say amen three times. Amen. Amen. The Bible calls other powers vain. You see, vain is the help of man. It's good if you have parents that can support you. But if you don't have parents that can support you, you can still make it in life. You can still make it in life. Many people have said, I don't have anybody to help me. Really? At a time in my village, the richest man, his father died at the age of 12. And he had other four or five younger ones. And they were still all successful in life. Their mother that trained them was uneducated. And they grew up in that village. Not in Ibadan, not in Lagos, not in London. If you want to jackpot, you can jackpot. I'm not saying don't jackpot, you know. But God is everywhere, and God can establish you anywhere you are. God can support you anywhere you are, and you will not fail in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to look at renew your strength. Renewal is very good. Renewal is a very good thing, a very necessary thing. When you are renewed, you become fresher. You become fresher. You become stronger. When you are renewed, the initial original state is restored. It's good to be renewed. Your mind, you must be renewed from time to time. In your body, you must be renewed from time to time. But we are talking today majorly about spiritual renewal of the spirit man that makes you able to stand the test of time. When you are talking about renewal of the mind, it's very simple. It means just open your mind to God and you do everything. You resist everything that can pollute your mind. You do everything that can renew your mind. Said, watch over your mind, for it is the issues of life. So you watch over your mind and it will be renewed day by day. And concerning your body, your strength can be renewed in your body from time to time. It's very simple. Take a good rest. Rest adequately every day. You shall be renewed in your body. That is physical strength. I want to advise us, let us sleep on time. I want to advise us, let us eat very well. Don't eat junks. Some of us, we are fond of eating pastries. It won't help you. There was one of you living with me many years ago. I called. I said, "You are not even looking very fine. you look older than yourself, your age. It's true. He looks older than her age. Because all he was eating, she was eating bread, cornflakes, and you know this stuff, you know them. That was, she won't eat beans. She was sitting down and listening to me. I said, stand up. I scolded her. And she was just married. The husband has traveled out of the, I say, eat very well. So that by the time you come, go and join your husband, you'll be very fresh. So that day, I made it compulsory for her to eat beans every day. I know you don't eat beans. It's because you don't know how to cook beans. If I cook beans for you, you eat every day. You don't know how to cook it. Pastor Fikayo, about six years ago, we went to Ede. We took the youth, and all of you were there. They said they should give them beans. They said they will not eat it. I said they will eat it. Then I told the cook how to do it. All right? I just bought about 5 liters of honey. Wait. But I told them not to eat it, not to use the honey. I said, put plenty of onion. Plenty of onion. Soak it overnight. Put plenty of onion. And then just put a little honey. I said, these children, they will eat it and eat the pot. And when they ate it, they were asking for more. You were there. You were there. Pastor Fikayo, you were there. They ate all the beans, they asked for more. We cooked the second round. So when this, my young lady, was eating beans, I told her to cook. She changed, her life changed. She became fresher. Okay? Not fat. Still very slim, like Fikayo. But looking very fresh. The skin was renewed. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something today. Renewal is very good. As you are seated there, your skin is being renewed by supernatural process that you don't know. Your skin is being renewed. The skin you carry now was not the one that was there last year. You have shed those ones gradually, but you didn't know. Your blood is renewed every 21 days. The blood that was your system today was not there 21 days ago. Your blood system is being renewed from time to time. The trees renew themselves in seasons. They shed their leaves and they bring new leaves. And they can continue year in, year out, 120 years, 200 years. Trees can live for 300 years. Especially trees like cedar trees, like iroko trees, like the mahoganis. Because they renew themselves every year. You must renew your strength. And renew your strength in the Lord. It's possible to renew your strength and remain strong at all times. Remain an overcomer at all times. Remain above at all times. It is good to renew your strength, especially the strength that God gives. All right? And the underground water, the students of geology here, you know this. The students of water engineering that are here, you know it. The underground water, even they renew themselves from time to time. The water below the earth, at the belly of the earth, from where we get our well water, from where we get our borehole water, they renew every time. Alright? And things get fresher. And so you must do well to renew yourself. Renew your strength. Your strength in the Lord. This renewal cannot be emphasized. It is very important. It prevents you from becoming obsolete. It prevents you from becoming stale. Renew yourself in the Lord and renew your strength. May I tell you something? God loves you. He wants to renew your strength. God doesn't want you to die without strength. God doesn't want you to live your life without strength. He gives us strength that we need to know him. You need strength to know him. We need strength to follow him. We need strength to serve him. And he will never leave us without this strength. We need strength to get to become prosperous. We need strength to succeed. And all these things the Lord is said to give you. Don't deny yourself of these things. The Lord is able, and he's trying to make you able to renew your strength. You have a lot to do in life. You have a lot to do in life. Concerning your career, you have a lot to do in life. You need strength from above. Concerning your marriage, you have a lot to do in life. Parenting, you have a lot to do in life. One of my friends was 70 years yesterday. I was there. I was impressed with the life of the children. It's not that they are very rich, but they are all following the Lord. I give testimony about that to all the people that were there. I discovered that as you are growing, I discovered that this man was an intentional father. He gives special attention to the upbringing of his children. All of you that are having children now, I beg you, receive strength from the Lord to train your children. I pray for you. This world will not take your children away from you. This world will struggle with you. The world will struggle with you to destroy your marriage. The world will struggle with you to destroy your home, to take away your children from you. But it will not succeed. Amen. We need strength for all these things. God is ever ready to renew our strength. And is ready to increase his strength in us. So that we are always capable of meeting the challenges that may come our way. You will not be under, but above in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How does God give us strength and make it strong to work in us? How? God strengthens us through the following, through his word. Don't miss it. God strengthens us through his word. His word gives us faith. His word gives us illumination. His word gives us comfort. His word gives us direction. And we are strengthened by all this. We are strengthened by faith. We are strengthened by illumination. We are strengthened by direction that comes from the Lord. He gives us strength through a spirit. A spirit will give us faith, illumination, comfort, and direction. He strengthens us through the counsel of his ministers. Anytime your pastor and the leaders stand here to teach, they are giving you strength. Maybe you don't know. As I'm here, I'm passing the strength of the Lord that I've been taught to you, that I've received to you. And I pray that you'll be strengthened and re-strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. There are things that want to drain our energies and our strength, spiritual strength, and the strength that God gives to us. There are many things that want to drain these things away from us. Okay, number one is living in known sin. When you are playing with sin, you are joking with sin, you are living in known sin, it drains the strength of the Lord away from us. It drains it. We must avoid living in sin. You can fall into sin, but must not live in sin. And when you fall, you remain there. No, you get up. You confess. You move ahead. I'm not saying you form the habit of falling. Anybody that forms the habit of falling is, is another definition of insanity. Forming the habit of falling is another definition of what? Insanity. I have many definitions of insanity. So don't live in no sin. Just repent. Love of the things of this world. Like Demas. The Bible says, Demas loved this world and he has forsaken me. He has forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ. Love of things of this world, they drain us spiritually. They drain our energy. Neglect of the means of grace, like prayer, drain us spiritually. Drains the energy of the Lord in us. Doubts, unbelief. This is why the hymn writer says, be gone unbelief, God is mine. Begone unbelief. Unbelief drains our energy. And overwhelming situations, they drain our energy. Like severe wants. Example is the Israelites in the wilderness. When they faced severe wants, there was no food, there was no drink. Their energy failed. Their strength failed. They wanted to go back to slavery. You will not go back to slavery in the name of Jesus Christ. they wanted to go back to slavery because their strength just failed them. They wanted to go back to the world. I've seen people going back to the world, people that we started together, all right? When we were just running fellowship in this town, I was the president. My assistant then, I won't describe him, has gone back to the world. It's very tragic. And gradually, he went back into the world. Married the second wife. You can't believe it. I traveled all the way to America to go and hurt him, to go and challenge, to go and stop him. But it didn't work. Because I believe what could be responsible in situations like that is the love of the things of this world. The things of this world are good, but you don't love them. Okay? They are very good, but you don't set your mind at them. You don't allow them to drain you of the energies of God in you. Severe distress. Prophet Elijah said, "Oh Lord, kill me." He was in distress. That woman said, "By this time tomorrow, I will kill you." And prophet of God ran for his dear life. Obinyele ese obale. Because she had the state power in her hand to kill, and nobody will ask why she killed. So Prophet Elijah ran. I don't know for how long she ran, but she found himself somewhere, and was so tired, was so exhausted, was so drained out, and he slept. Shoti Larry, if you have been tired before, you know what I'm talking about. You just sleep. And God woke him up. Overwhelming situations like severe wounds, severe distress, severe pains. All these things, they drain our energy. What are the keys to renew your energy and the strength? What are the keys? How do you renew your strength on a daily basis? How do you do it? Number one, repentance. You find yourself in any sin, repent. Okay. Just repent. David was a man like us, or a human being like us. You discover that each time David did whatever he said that was strong, he will repent. And when we are repenting, let us repent. Some people say they are repenting and they be chewing gum before the Lord. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. And when they are in front, they chewing their gum. I say, this is not repentance. I've seen repentance. I've seen people crying. I've seen people weeping. He said, and David sat in ashes and repented. He removed his royal regalia and put a sackcloth upon himself. He repented. And what followed that repentance? God forgave him. God renewed his strength and he continued with the Lord. How do you renew your strength in the Lord? Ask for new grace every new day. Ask for new grace every new day. If you have time to pray, only 1 minute to pray, ask for new grace. If you have only 1 minute to pray in the morning, ask for new grace. The grace yesterday is not sufficient for the grace today. Because temptations of the day, the evils of the day, that of each day is different from the previous one. Ask for new grace every new day. You are going to meet new people. You are going to meet new challenges. Ask for new grace every new day. And the God of heaven will prosper you in Jesus' name. Amen. Constant thanks and praises to God renew your strength. Constant thanks and constant praises. I don't know how many times I thank God in a day. I just don't know. I want to develop the habit of thanking God and praising the Lord. I traveled with one of my mentees to worry. Maybe I've told you the story before. Pastor Isaac. And then by the time we got to worry, He said, Daddy, you have said thank God 41 times between fear and worry. I said, so you are counting. That is the one I uttered out. The other ones that I didn't utter, I just said it to my heart. Thank God always. Sometimes I just do like this. What am I doing? I'm praising the Lord. Sometimes I just do like this. Father, thank you. He counted the ones I altered. I want to tell you this secret today. Thank God always. Each time you thank the Lord, your strength is renewed. Each time you praise the name of the Lord, your strength is renewed. The devil will be ashamed in your life each time you thank God. It's a challenge to the devil. It's a challenge to the flesh. And you discover you are being renewed. You are being strengthened. I pray God of heaven will strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. Constantly assure yourself of the love of God. Constantly assure yourself of the love of God. Okay. Never be in doubt of the love of God in your life. Even if things are not working out, don't doubt the love of God. Don't doubt the power of God. Assure yourself of the love of God. Be like the prophet who said, even though the olive fails, even though the vine did not give fruits, he said, yet I will praise the Lord. Okay? Never doubt the love of God. When you assure yourself of the love of God, when you assure yourself of belonging to God. I don't know whether it's one of you. His name on the social media or her name on the social media is God's own. I said, God's own. I said, Tolu Anenye. Then I clicked. I wanted to know whether it was you, but it was not you. He said, God's own. I am God's own. I belong to the Lord. You belong to God. You don't belong to this world. You don't belong to the devil. He has no right to toss you here and there. You are the Lord. Assure yourself. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making mind wise, making simple, wise the simple. Read the word of God. Make sure that every day you read the word of God. Any day you don't read the word of God, you have cheated yourself. If it's only one verse, make sure you read. Read the word of God. Listen to the word of God. You don't know how this thing works, but I know that it works. I was about to fall into a temptation, bad temptation, as a young man. That girl just locked me up. She said, I will sleep in her house that night. I said, sleep here. I said, maybe it's okay. I was unmarried. I was not even born again then. But somewhere in my heart, there was fear of God. I was not born again then. I was not born again at all. But I read my Bible every day. Immediately she said, I was going to sleep in her room. And she locked me up there. I remember Proverbs 8. Do you know what is in Proverbs 8? When you get home, go and read it. I said, this is Proverbs. I said, God, I'm not going to sleep here. I don't know how I will escape. But Proverbs 8 was just playing out in my heart. Give me the strength to say no. And I was sitting on a table, reading table. He said, come and sit down on the bed. I said, I'm not sitting down. I was thinking of Proverbs 8. I was thinking of Proverbs 6. Sometime around 11, something happened. She was cooking in the kitchen. She forgot everything on the stove. Then somebody called from the kitchen, Mistress, your soup is burning. She ran out, and I ran out. The Lord will bless you. What gives me the strength to resist? What gives me the charity? What gives me the power? It's the word of God that was dwelling in my heart. Okay? It renewed my strength. It renews my strength. Even though I was not born again. God will prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, it revives the soul. Number six, constantly assure yourself of the love of God. I've said that. Constantly assure yourself of the nearness of God to you. God is near you. God is with you. In fact, God is in you, not just around you. By faith, be determined to wrestle on. See, I will never give up. Each time you confess things like this, your strength is renewed. I thank God for the little you are doing for the Lord, for how far you have gone with the Lord. You will continue to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been the Lord for the past 50 years, remaining just about a year or so. I've been following the Lord. The Lord will give you strength, okay, to follow Him more perfectly in Jesus' name. He will renew your strength. Number nine, seek counsel. When you seek counsel, your strength is renewed. When you seek counsel, especially from the right quarters, your strength is renewed. I've been in very bad condition before. Let me just tell you this experience. I didn't know the way forward in life. I wanted to do ministry. I was afraid of the poverty I saw in the lives of many ministers. It was not like today, when you see pastors riding big cars and everybody wants to be a pastor. It's not like today when you see pastor flying jets. Father, I grew up in poverty. Will I go into ministry and become poor again? But I wanted to do ministry. I didn't know the way it will work. It was a battle. I became so confused. All I needed was a renewal of my strength. I became so depressed because I was just wondering, my life was just going like this. Not doing the right thing, not doing what I wanted to do. What I felt God wanted me to do. I was so depressed that I could not eat. It was so bad. My wife was worried. She reported me to my people. He said, "Your son is not eating. I give him food, but doesn't eat. So if you see him looking so tiny, it's not my fault. It is his fault." I could not eat. I was not sleeping very well. Everything was down in my life. My digestive system was down. My man system was down. I could not sleep with my wife. It was that bad. Then one day I woke up. I said, I need help. I said, people come to me to seek help. Maybe I need somebody to help me. Then I carried myself to a man of God, Dr. Idowu Obakin. I will never forget him. He rescued me. His counsel revived me. His counsel renewed the strength of the Lord in me. He said, "What is the problem, Braudon?" I said, I want more anointing. He said, anointing what? He said, "You want anointing?" I said, "Yes, I want anointing. I want to do ministry. I want to perform better than I'm doing." The man of God, he's older than me by about 5 years. The man of God shook his head like this. He shook his head. He said, "Braudon, if you have any bigger anointing than you have now, it will kill you. You are a small boy. Go back home." He said, "This anointing, just be managing it." He said, "Of all of us in this town, you are getting the greatest results. What do you want again?" He said, "You want anointing. Bigger anointing than you have now will kill you." I said, "I don't want to die." Then I asked him, "Say, what do I do?" He said, "A step at a time." Oh, no. He counseled me. I left the place. So I tried myself to process the counsel ways. Then I developed the slogan, "A step at a time." And the next step, as you are faithful, the Lord will show you. And I developed that. I continued. And really, my strength was in you. And I was going like that. And at every stage, when God wanted to lead me to another stage, He made me to understand, and He gave strength for it. Okay, don't die in your problem. You, especially men can be very proud. They don't seek help when they want to seek help. When their wives tells them, go for counseling now. Let us say, pastor is a man, I'm a man. Pastor is a man, I'm a man. Akparo kan ko gaju akparo. Let me tell you, akparo gaju akparo lo. Because of akparo, many of you don't know what we call akparo. Akparo is the bush power. Okay? Be humble and seek help. Counseling renews our strength. I've seen myself being counseling from my wife, counseling from my friends. I've seen this thing renewing my strength. Seek counsel. A multitude of counsel, a matter shall be established. Number 10, constantly increase your knowledge of God. Your trust in the power of God, renew regularly. Your trust in the love of God, renew regularly. And number 11, sing hymns of comfort and assurance. Alright? These days, we don't learn hymns. I thank God for what you sang today. I want a recording of it. I want to listen to it again and again. Atabatubu, Olala Julo, Atobajaye, the mighty God, greater and mighty King. Okay? Go to the YouTube and sing. After I've done jam for many years and I didn't pass, when I failed jam the first time, the third time, thank God for all of you that passed once. Thank God for all of you that passed twice, at the second time. Thank God for all of you that passed it the third time. I passed it only the fourth time. When I failed the third time, after I put in the best of my life, then I failed. Then I look for one beautiful hymn. My mind was terribly disturbed. I was in the big city, Ibadan. No father around, no mother around. In one hymn. When peace like a river tended my way. When sorrows like sea below rose. Not ever been Lord. Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well, for it my soul, it is well, so with my soul, it is well, it is well. Clap for yourself, you know how to sing. I committed to memory every verse of that song. And each time I sang it, my strength was renewed. After singing it for so many times, then I said, is this the only song that you know? Then I took another one. Oh, that one revived me again. Oh, worship the King, oh glorious above, gratefully sing His power, His love, a shield, a defender, the ancient of days, pavilion in splendor, and guarded. I committed everything to memory. I used them to counsel myself. I used them to encourage myself. The Lord will prosper you in Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be tired. Trust in the Lord always, and your strength shall be renewed. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let us rise and pray. Just do like this, and we want to pray for you. You can kneel down. Your pastor wants us to kneel down. I want to pray for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will renew your strength.
Amen.
On daily basis, the Lord will renew your strength.
Amen.
We have given you the secret will work for you.
Amen.
They work for us, they will work for you.
Amen.
They have worked for millions and millions of people in the history of man. They will work for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you trust the Lord will show up.
Amen.
As you call upon the Lord, he will hear you. When you are facing difficulties, you will not be subdued.
Amen.
You will not be drowned.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you above.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatever they want, in the name of Jesus, your faith will not fail.
Amen.
Your trust in the Lord will not fail.
Amen.
Your faith will not be swept away.
Amen.
The Lord will in your strength.
Amen.
I once again pray for you, day by day, you shall be strong.
Amen.
Strong in the Lord. To withstand and resist all temptations of the day in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The grace of God will shine upon you.
Amen.
The beauty of the Lord will follow you.
Amen.
All your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I pray for you that are sick in this, under this ministration, the Lord will heal your time. I pray for you, the Lord will answer your prayers.
Amen.
Your businesses will prosper.
Amen.
Students will succeed in your work.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The confused, the Lord will show the way out.
Amen.
The tired, the Lord will renew your strength.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They that are struggling one sin or the other, renew strength.
Amen.
Receive strength.
Amen.
May you overcome.
Amen.
Today and always.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen,
amen and amen. God bless you.